You're listening to SBS News.
We are here. This is Australia. We're gonna go to Wuhan. This way.
James Lee sits on the floor of his Altona home in Melbourne's southwest, playing with his 3-year-old daughter Grace and 8-month-old son Mason. Today, he should have been introducing his parents to their first grandson in his hometown of Wuhan, China. But just 5 kilometres from his parents' house is the animal market, thought to be the source of a deadly outbreak of the coronavirus. Mr. Lee says the family reunion will have to wait.
We got 2 young kids. One is 3 years old, the other one's only 8 months. We don't want to take any risk.
The tickets were booked 6 months ago. His parents have renovated their house to make rooms for the children and planned an elaborate succession of parties to celebrate Lunar New Year. But with the number of infected rising above 400, Mr. Lee says they had to cancel.
My parents get the house ready. They did all the renovation, decoration to the house. But they really get excited, wait for us to come. But yeah. We feel sorry to say we can't go.
Australia has 3 direct flights from Wuhan each week, and while the risk of transmission in Australia remains low, the government has enacted a National Incident Response Centre and biosecurity screening at the airport. Prime Minister Scott Morrison took to social media to tell people to be alert, not alarmed. One person in Brisbane had been quarantined after falling ill upon returning from Wuhan, but a Queensland Health spokesperson has since confirmed tests have shown he does not have the novel coronavirus. Health Minister Greg Hunt says Australia is well prepared for a biological emergency.
We have stepped up the measures with the National Incident Response Centre, the biosecurity measures, all of the planes being met, biosecurity officers and health officers, as well as the states being prepared for any outbreak if that were to occur.
Infectious disease experts say while human-to-human spread has been confirmed, the severity of the virus is still unknown. Dr. Irani Thevarajan from the Royal Melbourne Hospital says victims who've died of the disease in China have also been elderly and vulnerable.
On one end of the spectrum, we have important infections like SARS coronavirus and MERS coronavirus that can cause severe illness. On the other end of the coronavirus spectrum, we have the common cold.
The federal government has upgraded its travel advice for China, warning Australians if they travel to Wuhan City to exercise a high degree of caution and if they develop a respiratory illness to seek medical advice. Chief Medical Officer Brendan Murphy says all appropriate preventative measures are being taken.
Well, no country can really guarantee to prevent the entry of a new virus when particularly a virus like this, which has an incubation period of 7 days or thereabouts when people may be asymptomatic.
Scientists at the University of Queensland remain on standby to assist in developing a vaccine should the virus reach emergency pandemic levels. Molecular virologist Dr. Keith Chappell says they have developed a technology that allows them to create the vaccines very quickly to distribute in the population.
Best case scenario, this will all blow over and we won't need to respond at all. Worst case scenario, it'll be a pandemic and we'll need millions or billions of doses.
However, with the outbreak coinciding with China's busiest season for travellers, many aren't risking the worst case scenario. James Lee says many of his friends and family in Wuhan are choosing to ring in the year of the rat alone. Abby Dinham, SBS News.